the gift here belongs to Yaakov is following behind us. Let's see the Targum. The Targum here says, okay, Targum Ungulus. Targum says, V'semar li'avdechol, you'll say to your servant li'avdechol, li'Yaakov, tik ruvta. Okay, Mayor, I'm going to put you on mute because you're making too much noise. V'semar li'avdechol, Yaakov, tik ruvta, hi'dim shalcha. There is a gift that is being sent, li'riboyni le'esav, to my master, Esav, v'ho avhu osei bas rona. Notice that in this version, the word osei is in bold. The hine gamhu, that's not what it says in the pasuk. The pasuk says, hine behold gamhu, he is also acharenu. He is behind us. The Targum adds a word into the pasuk. He is coming. He is traveling. It doesn't say that in the pasuk. The hine behold gamhu, acharenu, he is also behind us. If you would just translate.
I don't have that word in my Targum. It says afu ose.
Yeah, that's it. That's the word. You got it. Ose. You got it. That's the word. Osei. V'ha afhu. Do you have the word osei? Aleph sof yud?
Yeah, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So that word is not in the pasuk. This word has been injected by the unkelus into this translation. It does not appear in the pasuk. V'ha afhu gamhu. All it says in the pasuk, v'hine, behold. That's v'ha. Gamhu. Afhu. Acharenu. Vas rono. Is behind us. And what does the Targum do? He adds a word into the pasuk that does not say, or say he is coming. Why did the Targum do this? Now, if you learn the pasuk at face value, it doesn't say anywhere that Yaakov told Esav that Yaakov is coming. Who says Yaakov is coming? Yaakov is not coming. Yaakov is behind us. And v'zehu. No, he's actually going to come. And let's take a look at what it says. What it says in the Mefarshim. Okay, let's see what it says over here in Rashi. What does it say in Rashi? I'm sorry. One second. A lot of things on the screen are in the way here. I can't really see. One moment, please. Okay, now let's see what Rashi says in this pasuk. Rashi. Okay, Rashi, v'yamarta, and you will say. Let me just put everything back in place so you can see it nice and clean here. Okay, here we go now. Okay. All right, go now. With regard to the question, Lemiato, who do you belong to? Le'avdachol Yaakov, we are the property of Yaakov Avinu. Ani, v'targumoy de'avdachol Yaakov. And with regard to the question, v'she sha'alta l'mi'ela l'fonecha, with regard to who do these belong to? Mincha hishlucho le'esav. Okay, v'hinei gamhu Yaakov. Yaakov also is coming. Okay, Rashi over here really doesn't comment. There's not much comment over here. Rashi is just filling over here. The Amarta Le'avdechol Yaakov, all of this gift, all of the property that you see in front of us, all these animals, they are the property of Yaakov Avinu. And it is a gift. It's a gift being sent to you, to Esav, it's being sent. And Yaakov is going to arrive, is going to arrive. Rashi over here does not make mention that he's coming. V'nei gamhu Yaakov achar, maybe if you want to say that Rashi disagrees. Maybe over here it doesn't say anywhere that Yaakov Avinu is going to come. Yaakov Yishno is, if you want to see Yaakov, you go to him. He's not coming to you. Not so sure. Let's see what happens. Vayitzav Pasukov, Vayitzav Gam Es Hashaini, the second group, Gam Es Hashlishi, Gam Es Kol HaHolachim Acharei HaAdorim Lemar, Kadavar Hazed, these words that Darbin you shall speak, El Esav B'motzachem Oso. The word B'motzachem means Mitziah, when you find him. When you discover him. That's a very unusual word. Because there's the word mitziah is like when you win the lottery. A mitziah is not something you expect to find. A mitziah is the unexpected. Why would the pasuk use the word b'motzachem to mean when you reach him? It should say when you there are other words in Hebrew that would indicate that when you meet up with Yaakov Avinu, then you'll go to Esav, you'll tell Esav that this is the message from Yaakov. The word b'motzachem comes from the word mitziah, and the word mitziah usually means to find something in the street, and you don't search for mitziahs. I know Meir does. Meir, every so often, he comes into shir and he has mitziahs. He brings in all of these strange things that he finds in the street. How do you find these things? He looks for them. He looks for Metzias. Look what it says over here in the Targum. I wonder if he's listening here. I'm making what sense of him. Ufakeid af yos tin yono, and you shall command the second group, af yos tilisa of the third group, af yos called the Ozlin Bosar Adoraya, all of the people that are following, Lememar, you will say, you hear what I said? Kipiska mo'ohodain, like these words, Timalilun, you shall speak in Esav. Now here's the case. Kad tishkichun yosei. Tishkach. When you will find him. Okay, the word tishkachun is the word for the word bimotzaachem. Let me take a quick peek in the Ma'at Tzoni. Let's see what he says on these words. This is Pasuk Chaf. Let's see what he says over here. Pasuk Chaf. Okay, here it is. Pasachaf in the Ma'at Sadi. Does he have any interesting comments here? Can't seem to locate. Chaf Aleph, I found. Iyakad Tashkechun. Kasher Timtsu. Ho'ez Beis Mil B'Mo'at. Sechem Tagim Lo'Hoyro Zman. No. He doesn't really explain this word. All right, we have to go further. Pasachaf Aleph. V'amartim will say Gam Hu Aleph. V'amartim will say Gam also. Hinei Avdecha Yaakov Acharenu. He's behind us. So we're going to see over here. We have the same targum. Ki Omar, because Yaakov says, Achapara fanof. What does it mean, Achapara? I will seek forgiveness. Ba mincha, with the mincha, ha-hilechas lefanoi, vi-achre chen ere fanof. I will see his face. Ula yisa fanoi. Maybe he will be willing to look at me. So targum does the same exact trick. The same one you will say, Af ha avdoch, your servant Yaakov, osei. You see, again, the same thing. It doesn't say that in the pasuk. You will say, Hine gam, hine avcha Yaakov acharenu. He is behind us. Doesn't say that he's coming. Doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk that he's also coming. If you want to see Yaakov, you go to see him. You go to see him. Who's in charge here? Targum says Yaakov is coming. Basrana, are, amar. Now we have another two words that are in bold. Doesn't this is not Targum Yisrael. And what does it say? He says, Anchisei lirugzei. I will appease his anger. With what? Besik ruvta. With the gift, the ozlas likodamai that's going before me. Uvasor chen. Afterwards, Echisei apoya will see his face. Mo'im. Mo'im is a great word. This is not a common word. Maybe. Mo'im. Maybe. It almost sounds like in English. Yisav, he will. What's the word Yisav? A lot of I don't know. Over here means to lift up. He will lift up apoy his face. Now notice over here it does not say anywhere appeasement. Omar achaper afonav. No, he does say. Let's look at it. Are Omar, I will forgive ponov. How do you translate these words? I never thought about it. Look at the English translation. English translation for a reason. If I probe, I don't know how to read this. I don't know, I don't have a good English. Propitiate him? Is that the word? I never heard of this word before. My ignorance. Propitiate. Mr. Rappaport, you ever hear of this word before?
No.
You never heard this word before? Or Blaze, you ever heard this word? Mayor. Propitiate him with presents in advance? Okay, in my great ignorance, I never heard of this word before. Not that it means anything. If I
they call propitiate, like a businessman.
Propitiate him with presents in advance. I never heard this word. I guess it means like to present him. I will present him with presents in advance and then face him. So what is in a chapera? I don't know. This is a very hard word. Chab means atonement. I will seek forgiveness. Targum is also obviously very bothered with what these words are, and he says these very interesting words. Anchine lirugze. I will appease his anger. Ponov appears to mean anger. He understands what ponov to mean anger. Lirugze. When a person is angry, their face is red. Achapura means to calm down. Calm down, relax, to appease his anger. That's how the Targum appears to be translating these two words. That's a very interesting point. English, I don't know what he's saying. What does Rashi say? Rashi, oh, look at this. We have a whole parish of me in Rashi. Avatel Rogzai. Same thing. The word panav means his anger, and the word achapura means to cancel. I will cancel his anger. Avatel. Not what the Targum. See, now you understand, we appreciate the machlokes, Rashi and the Targum. Rashi read the Targum, and Rashi read the Pasuk, and it says, no, achapura panav. Rashi looked at the Targum. The Targum said, achapura means anchise, hanocha, to lower. To hanocha means to put down, to lower. I guess you would say on a scale of 1 to 10, Esav at this moment is level 10, and Yaakov is attempting to lower it from 10 to 1, or from 10 to 2. Rashi says, I disagree. He's coming to cancel it from 10 to 0. See, there appears
to... In the English translation of the article, he translated a kapapono, I walk away his furious countenance. And then in the Rashi...
Wait, say again, I hear what you say. He's kapono his countenance. Okay, I wanted to say achapra. I want to say, what did I say, achapra? I didn't hear what you
wipe
said.
Wipe away.
Wipe away. Okay, that's very good. Okay.
But he said in the note, he says, Rashi here follows Targum Onkelos.
Now, okay, let's see Rashi very carefully. Achapra ponov. Rashi says achab means to be avatel. Okay, let's read the words. Avatel means to cancel. V'chein v'chupar berischem es moves. Your covenant will cancel, the way it appears to be saying es moves, death. The death sentence will cancel the sentence of death. There's a sentence of death and v'chupar berischem, the fact that I've made a covenant with you, this will cancel your death sentence. Another example, lo suchli kapara. I cannot cancel the situation. This whatever this pasuk refers to in Yeshaya, I can't. I'm not able to. You've done some harm to me, and I'm not able to cancel what is coming your way. V'nir b'enai shekol kapara she'etzel avoin v'cheit v'etzel panim kulam loshem kinuach v'havarein. Kinuach means to wipe away. Kinuch means you have something on the table, a plastic tablecloth. There's water, something spilled. You take paper towels, take a towel, and you wipe it away. You wipe it away. That's kinuach. Vahavara means to take it away, to remove it. Veloshen Aram, this the word he's saying over here in tremendous chesh. Word kapara is an Aramaic word. Isn't it amazing? You have all over the Torah. The Torah is loshen kodesh. And over here, Rashi is telling us what kapar, but the other term really is lashon arami. V'harbi b'talmud v'chaper yidei, which means to wipe his hands. V'chaper yidei. What is that? I'm not sure. Boy l'chapure yidei bahugara. He wants to wipe his hands. V'chaper yidei means I want to wipe my hands are dirty. My hands are dirty. I will rub my hand on a towel. And by doing so, the dirt will be rubbed off my hand onto the towel. A person wants to push, there's a problem, and he wants to blame somebody. He wants, boy lachapur yode behugav, that was said, by Nebuchadnezzar. Or Nebuchadnezzar or the Kesar. I think one of the Kesar, I don't remember exactly which one this was, one of the Caesars wanted to go and to this, I think Nero, okay? Nero disappeared. If you study Roman history, there's the Caesar at the time that fits the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash that just disappeared. He totally disappeared. And historians, Jewish historians, are thoroughly convinced that Caesar that they're talking about, who's Nero, is Neron in the Gemara, and he was sent on the mission to destroy Yerushalayim. And he realized that Hashem is using him as a pawn to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and he will ultimately suffer the consequences for harming Hashem's people. So he said about Hashem, Hashem, you want to wipe your hands on me? Hashem, you want to bring harm upon your people? And you want me to be your agent? You want me to do your dirty work? No, thank you. And he ran away. Unbelievable Gemara. Niron said that. Boy l'chapur yodei behu gavra. Hashem, you want to wipe your hands on that person, referring to himself? I'm out of here. The gabalosh amikra nikron on the mizrakim shel kodesh kifoyrei zahav. Wipers. Okay, the why? Al shem shakoyei nikaneach yoda bohem b'svas hamizrak. The Kohen, when he dips his finger, the containers of blood, the basins, the utensils, the kelim that were used to collect blood from the animal, they were called koifrei zahav, kifoyrei zahav, miloshen kapora. Why were they called? Why were these utensils that were used to collect the blood of the animal called kiporei zahav? Because the Kohen would dip his finger into the blood, and he would wipe his finger on when he was finished doing whatever he had to do, on the tip of the utensil. He would, the excess blood that was then needed after he did, you know, the zrika, he would put his finger on the top and run his finger along the opening in order to scrape off the excess blood that's on his finger, and it should fall back into the utensil. So therefore, because of that action that he did to wipe off the blood from his finger, and it should fall back into the utensil, it was called a goshen kapara, kiporei zahav. So what do we take out of this? Rashi over here is marich very, very much, that the word kapara means to wipe away, havara or kinuach. Kinuach and havara. And thus, when it says here in this pasuk, I will wipe away the anger that appears on his ponim, his countenance. His countenance means it depends on the contents. On the contents, if the person is happy, he has a countenance of happiness. If he is unhappy, he has a countenance of unhappiness. If he's angry, it's written all over his face. A person's emotion is written all over his face. So here the word panav in this context means he's angry. Esav's countenance is a countenance of anger. I will go give him a gift, and through the gift, this will wipe away off the surface of his face this expression of anger that he has against me. This is the way...
Word appropriate, by appropriate means to appease him.
Propitiate. Propitiate means to appease. Okay, propitiate is to find favor. It says in the English dictionary, the Oxford unabridged of the English dictionary, to propitiate. Propitiate is to appease.
Means
excellent.
To appease somebody.
Appease.
So it's a totally different shot.
So, right. Now, the English here, we've already discovered that the English over here is totally, totally unreliable. Let's not get worked up what it says over here. And the English is not a parish. No, there's no, doesn't say anywhere who wrote this English and where it came from. No clue where they got this English from. Okay, this is just for whatever reason they put this English over here. I don't know where they got this from. You have to check out. And we found already many, many very surprising things that it says. Fine. I'm certain if you'll search hard enough, you'll be able to find a mafarish that will say something very close to what it says in the English. Okay, Enoch and Ami. Artskol, as you all know, when they wrote their English translation, they take very great pride. They said that we're going to be different than everyone until now in the world. Whoever wrote an English translation, we're going to take our English translation from Rashi. And don't tell me they violated that rule only 1,000 times. 1,000 times they violate that rule. They just translate whoever they want to translate it. It's not totally not true what they wrote in the Agdama, that their translation is based upon Rashi. It's totally not. They translated...
English translation are you...
I don't know. Sefaria. I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea whose English translation they took this from. I have no idea even who they are. I have no idea who these people are. Who's Sefaria? I know someone who knows who they are. Maybe when I have a chance, I'll ask him. I'm sure they have on their website, they probably tell you all the information, who they are, what they are, but it doesn't mean anything. They're not telling, they're just collecting things. Where they got it from, whoever gave them rights to take it for free. Our school wouldn't let them do this. Our school would say, you got to pay us a ton of money. to have the rights to go take our translation. They wouldn't. They would never let them. And I'm sure other publishers also. They said we invest an enormous amount of money in our translation. You just can't go steal it for free. You want it, you're gonna have to pay for it. And I'm sure they're not willing to pay anything. That's why they took a free translation. Who knows where they got it from? It's fine. It's very good. It's a very good starting point. No problem. It's very, very good.
I'll give an example, Rabbi. The art scroll says, "Ula Yisipanai, perhaps he will forgive me." Here it says,
"Show favor." Show favor. Exactly. So where did art scrolls get the word "He will forgive me"? So let's look over here in the Rashi again. Achabra upon of avatel rugza. First little Rashi of these, I will cancel. The word avatel is a very strong word, to cancel. Okay, to cancel. V'chein, and he goes on, v'chein, v'chub, then he goes on, v'chub, b'rischem, es maves. In this context, it means that your covenant with me will bring about a result that the sentence of death is canceled. Lo sukli kapara, I can't forgive you. I can't cancel this situation. Now Rashi goes on to explain a different pshat. It seems to be a little bit different now. It's the same, but it's different. V'nir b'yenai, shkol kapara, etzel esel ova, and every other word, kapara, in association with the word sin, the chait, the eitzel, panim, and the third example, panim, kulon, all three examples, loshon kinuach is to wipe away vahavara. Hey, now, is that the same thing as what he said in the beginning? Is Rashi coming out to give us a second interpretation? Possibly, I don't know. You can read into Rashi whatever you want. Rashi first says to cancel. Cancel his anger. Then he goes on to say it means to wipe away. Is wiping away the same thing as cancellation? Maybe yes, maybe no. And he gives an example. And he goes now, gives an example of basins, of mizrakim, of vessels that are used to collect blood. And the Kohen dips his finger into the vessel, and then he has an excess of blood. And what does he do? He wipes his finger along the tip of the utensil. What does that mean? That is called wiping. Wiping, and he says whenever you have these words, either avoin, chait, or panim, it means to wipe. What are you wiping away? So what does he say over here? He doesn't really explain. He just kinuch v'havar. He doesn't even explain how you would take the word wiping away and apply it to the pasuk. So it means, obviously it means to appease. I want to wipe away the anger. Panav, he only says the word panav one time. It means rugzai, his anger. Now you mentioned before that it says during the note in the art scroll, which I have the greatest respect for, as you can't even begin to imagine, he says that he's in agreement with the Targum. Yes and no. The Targum doesn't say cancel. The Targum does not say to wipe away. The Targum says anchine. Anchine is miloshen hanocha. Hanocha means to put down, to lower. Lowering is not the same as canceling. Lowering is not the same as wiping away. It means more like what it says in the English translation, to propitiate. Propitiate. I want to calm him down. I want to appease him. When you appease a person...
But Rashi, the second thing, a kapapono, this means
to wipe away.
Rugs, I will neutralize his red.
Wait, that's the English translation. Rashi here says the word avatel. So art scroll, the English art scroll on Rashi is translating the word avatel to neutralize.
Yes.
Correct? Okay, that's a very nice translation. That's how they talk in the media about the Palestinians. But it's not really what it says. The word avatel, I think a more correct translation, I humble myself before art scroll, it means to cancel. To cancel. The word to neutralize is really what is similar to what the Targum says. It's not the same. These are language is language. Every word has its unique connotation. The word neutralize, I don't know, for some reason I don't feel comfortable with. Because that implies that everything is the same, it's just not active. It's just frozen. You froze it, it's dry, it's frozen, but everything is there. The word hanocha means to lower the severity, to put down. The word mevatel means zero, cancellation. The word to wipe away has a different connotation. This is what we're learning over this, very good. There are many flavors of what a word can mean. Rashi here, the pasuk here says a very unique expression, achapira fonof. And we're struggling here, as we should. This is very good. This is what we learned for. What exactly these words mean? Whoever wrote the English translation had a very good English, and he came up with a word that I never heard of, propitiate. And you're telling me that it says in the dictionary it means to appease, which has a unique flavor. And Rashi says, clear as day, avatel. And then Rashi goes on to say, v'nir v'yenai, which appears to be a new parish, that it means kinuach, which means to wipe, vahavara, to pass. It should leave this location and pass over somewhere else. So the we have already four words for the word achapara, five words. Propitiate, which I don't even know what that word is, appease, cancel, avatel, to kinuach havara, and you're telling me that in the art scroll they prefer the word neutralize. So this appears to be a very complicated word. Mr. Rappaport, you agree? This is very worthy what we're doing over here? To see...
I don't agree with the English translation that I'm seeing on the screen now that you put up. The art scroll seems to be the word neutralize. If avatel usually means to void something.
Avatel means to cancel. That's what it means. It means, at least in my dictionary, avatel means bittel. Bittel means nullification. You mevatel v'chametz. You mevatel v'chametz. So what does that mean exactly? The chametz is there, but it doesn't count. Or you want to say it's nishapech, the lot of lundis. All right, we got to go further. It's excellent. Okay, it's excellent. There's a lot of lundis over here in these words. I didn't even look in the ma'at, sorry. Let me give a quick peek over here, what it says over here, pasuk chafalv. Maybe he has a little bit more insight. Chafalv, anich l'rugzei, anichen l'chasei, chavnosa shesibas, achlodas, eisav, l'hargis, yakov, chesu, hachem, v'yakas, chmashkos, v'le'el. Okay, achab l'oshen, hasora, v'havara. Okay, panav l'oshen kas. Shachar shalibu, asir kasai. V'yakos, v'yilonu, zeki, inin roish, yomu, ashluchim, l'eisav, kacha, avraban, kas, achab l'oshen, koifer. V'b'chol, divri, ashluchim, sh'omu, sh'yakov, sh'lech, l'cho, koifer, navshai. Redemption. Ooh, a whole new parish. L'oshen, panim, mamish, koifer, panav, Shalech Lucha Koifer Nafshe. He writes in the name of the Rabban. Mr. Rapport, you hear what he says over here? He says the word Achapara means redemption. He Omar Achapara Panov. I will redeem my life. Achapara, whose Panov then does it mean? Achapara Panov, his Panim. And I'm not mistaken, it seems that the Ramban is saying that the word Panov, until now, in all of our translations, we understood the word Panov refers to the Panov of Esav. From the Ramban, it seems like the word Panov means Yaakov's Panim. His face. Achapara Panov. He's referring to himself in third person. I will buy my life. I will pay for my life. I will buy my soul. You want to kill me? Everyone has a price. How much am I worth to you? How much money can I give you for you not to kill me? How many millions? How many millions of dollars do you want for pidyon nefesh? All right, let's go further. Something along those lines. Okay, we have quite a collection of ideas in the word achapara panav. Let's go now. Pasuk Chabez. Pasuk Chabez says, "Vatam Mincha Al Ponov." The Mincha now passed Al Ponov. Whose Ponim? If you want to know the Ramban, the previous Ponim is Yaakov. This Ponim Luchar means this Ponim Luchar means the Ponim of Esav. Not Akasha. The first Ponim is Yaakov. The second is Esav. If you want to say that, the Mincha passed Al Ponov before Esav. The who? Who's the who? Lon, Balaila hu b'machane, Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, he went to sleep in the machane. Which machane? Not really sure. Let's see what it says in the Unkelus. Unkelus says, va'avoras tik rufto al apohi. The gift passed before his presence. The who? Who is the who? Esav or Yaakov? I don't know. Both, he resided, b'leliyahu b'mashrisa, l'chor means Yaakov. Yaakov slept at night in the machane with the camp of all this. They were traveling. There's a travel, they were traveling. Okay, let's see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Alponov, kimo lifonov. The gift passed before Esav. V'chein chomos v'shoid yishom abo. Alponai tomit. Same idea. Ponai means in my presence. In Yerushalayim, there is violence, there is robbery, there is shod, there is churban. Yishoma is heard in the city. Alponai before me, tomit continuously. V'chein ha-machisim oisi alponai. Period. It means in my presence. So here the word ponov means presence. In the previous pasuk, according to almost every one of the commentators, the word ponov meant countenance. A countenance of anger, fury. In this pasuk, ponov means presence, before him. Umeder shagodo, al ponov, af hu shori bekas. Yaakov avinu, shayitzarcha l'chol zeh. So according to this parish, the word ponov refers to Yaakov's ponim. And ponov, this is consistent with what it says in the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk says the word ponov, which the previous pasuk ponov says, it means anger. Previous pasuk, achapra ponov, I'm going to calm him down. He's angry. I'm going to go calm down his anger. Here it says ponov, which also means anger. And Yaakov was furious. Why was he furious? Why do I have to go through this whole exercise of giving away my hard-earned money to this vicious tyrant, Esav, who I owe nothing to? It's not fair. Yaakov Avinu was very upset about this. Okay. Why is there a message over here? Mayor, you send me a message over here? A safer tomorrow? Let's see ya. All right, I don't know what this is over here. Is it in your chat? Okay, right. Achapra, go back to the pause again one more time over here. Let's go back. He was upset that he had to go through this whole exercise. Alpanu l'vanu chemas shor b'kav shor yitzach l'chol zeh. Is Targum saying anything again? What are you talking about? Alpoi? No, there's no real deacon Targum. Next. Vayaka b'laylachu, he woke up in the night. Vayikachni took a shtey noshav, yashtey shifchoy sov, yasachara so yilodov. Vayavor is ma'avar yabok. Okay, it says here ma'avar. He passed is ma'avar yabok. What is that? Ma'avar means the ford. The ford of yabok. It means the passageway. Okay, there was some type of highway, some type of road in the region or in the city called yabok. And he woke up that night and he took his two wives and his two shifchoysav, and his 11 children. Now notice, Yaakov here, he calls Bilhah and Zilpah, he calls them his shifchoysav. Isn't that a chiddush? Because it says, the Farish Nepasik, that Rachel and Leah, they gave Bilhah and Zilpah to Yaakov as a wife, as an isha. And Yaakov doesn't consider them wives. He calls them shifchoys. But Rachel and Leah call them wives. So that implies that although Rachel and Leah were willing to upgrade the status of Bilhah and Zilpah into a wife, Yaakov Avinu never accepted it. He never accepted them as being his wife. He only accepted them as being his shifcha, even though he had children with them. That's what it says. He calls them the shifchosav. The Esachad Osar Yeladav is 11 children.
What they called Shifchos and
they were originally. It says that Lavan gave Bilhah as a Shifchasoi. It says that Lavan gave Bilhah and Zilpah, and there calls them Shvachas. But when Rachel and Leah stopped having children, Rachel gave Bilhah and Zilpah, and Leah gave Zilpah. And it says the Farish in the past that when they gave them to Yaakov, they gave them to Yaakov as an isha, as a wife.
I'm reading the pasuk in Perek Lamed.
Yeah, what does it say?
where it's talking about a time of Rachel that Daniel came to come Shema because of Eitan Ibn Alkein Koshma.
No, go back before. Go back when. Go back two, three seconds before.
The pasuk after.
Go back not when she had the child. Go back before, not before Dan.
No, wait. Batara oidla, batela bilha.
No, go back before. Okay, go back. Fine. Go back before that. Go back a few psukim before that. When they gave them. When it says when they gave them to Yaakov as a wife. That's when they already had children. Go back before that.
Go up. See that?
What does it say? Loy? Yeah. No, go back before that. Go back higher up. Alright, let's go for it. This is not out. I'm almost sure it says that Rachel gave Bilhah her shivcha to Yaakov as an isha. Doesn't say that? Does it say the word isha? Back in Parashas Vayetzei? Let me go look very quickly. I don't want to spend time.
And then in that spot, she took something later after Batara Levatela Bilhah shivcha Rachel ben Shemil Yaakov. Then it says Batara Levatela Yomba Melechas Vatichos. Zilpo Shivchosa, Batitan Oisel Yaakov Isha.
Leisha. Leisha. Okay, now what does it say by Bilhah? Doesn't it say anything by Bilhah? Go back to Bilhah. Let me go back. Vayome Vayar. Okay, let me go take a quick look.
Don't say that she was considered by Rachel as an Isha.
It says, Pasuk Dalet, Vatitan Lo, Es Bilhah Shivchosa Leisha. Pasuk Dalet. Vatiten lo, she gave to Yaakov as Bilhah Shivchasa, Bilhah her maidservant, Leisha. Doesn't that word mean as a wife that she made an attempt to upgrade Bilhah into an Isha? Doesn't mean a woman. Bilhah is a woman. It says he gave her Bilhah, her Shivcha, as an Isha. No, it doesn't say that in Pasuk Dalet?
Correct. I stand corrected.
Okay, so but it seems though that even though they were willing to upgrade their maidservants as full-fledged wives, Yaakov didn't accept. I don't want that. I'm willing to have with them children, but I'm not going to allow them to usurp your status as a full-fledged wife. There's going to be discrimination, like America. There's going to be discrimination. There's going to be different classes of people. In America, we have different classes. Asara yuchsin olam yibava. There's something called a kohen, a levi, and a yisrael. You can't just be a levi. You can't be a mayor. Just because in my heart I'm a mayor doesn't mean you're mayor. This is not America here. Just because a person... No, there's a Kohen, a Levi, a Yisrael, there's a Mamzer, there's a Nesin, there's an Asufi, there is what are all the people that are gathering from the street? There are at least 10 Avodim, slaves. It's unbelievable. It's incompatible with America in the 21st century. We would lose funding if we were funded. Our koil was funded by the government. We would lose funding in a heartbeat for the discrimination that we promote in Judaism. Okay. The guy don't understand. They really don't. I saw a very frightening video. I saw one of these right wing conservative. You don't look at these things. I subscribe to all these channels on Telegram. These right-wing, very right-wing conservative channels. Some of them are so right-wing, outright conspiracy theories. Very interesting. I hardly get a chance to look at these things. All this crazy, crazy stuff. Some of it is very good. And they showed a clip. This is very frightening to me. They showed a clip of someone interviewing these Haredi children in Eretz Yisrael. And asking them what's going to happen, like very innocently, go to a cheder with the Hasidish boys, and you talk to them in modern Hebrew, and you ask them, it was in the setting, what's going to happen to all of the Arabs? What's going to happen to all of the Arabs? all going to have to go away. It's like these little kids, what do they know? What's going to happen to the mask? The mask, the Dome of the Rock. It's going to be destroyed. And in its place, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. So they look what's going on. They're indoctrinating these children with hate and violence and this. It's very frightening. The Goyim have no clue. These kids are harmless. At least we think they are. And they take this video and they make out of it like the Jews, they're the worst of the worst of the worst. It's a gila, just like that's false. All the other stuff there is also sheker v'chasef. Also total exaggerations and conspiracy theories. All right, we're out of time, Rabbi Sai. We learned something very worthy tonight. Okay, I hope you got something out of this. I certainly did. Thank you all for coming. Have a wonderful evening.
Good night, Rabbi.
Good night, good night. Mayor, what's new you?
You shut me up.
Yeah, because you're making noise.
Making any noise.
It was clicking. I don't know. I heard all this clicking, 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 clicking.
I don't know. Anyway, Rachel gave Bilhah to Yaakov for a wife.
Yes, that's what it says in the pasuk.
But Bilhah was given by...